Martin Regan, victorious here today against St Unions. He's needed to pull out the result to progress, and that's exactly what he's done. Happy at this stage?
Oh, absolutely delighted. Look, it was a massive day down here, and I'm telling you it all week that often the talk throughout the group and when we lost last week, it was always going to come down to us and Unions here today. So it was a massive game, and of course we're delighted to get through the next round. Any day you get through ahead of Unions is a good day.
And the brick return today, Dermot got what proved to be the match winning score, that goal in the first half.
Yeah, look, Brick's a huge player for us. He was touch and go for last week, and like he was mad keen to come in last week or play a part last week, but we knew this was too big a game that if we chanced him last week and lost him, even if we had won last week, we needed a result today. So we held Brick off for a weekend. Thank God now he delivered today. He finished the goal brilliantly in the first half.
Yeah, that had just 3 points up, 1-3-3 at half time. And I suppose it was a tentative affair in the second half, a cagey sort of second half, so it was, Martin.
Yeah, look, it was a real championship game. Both teams were playing that their championship lives did depend on it, so it was that kind of feel to it as well. Both sides were nervous and didn't want to overcommit in case of conceding scores at the back end. I suppose we had that lead and we were, whatever, the 3 points up. And no, it was never a comfortable lead, but yeah, with the draw doing us today as well, I think it was a nice lead to have.
Yeah, and St Unions put the pressure on you towards the end there. They kicked three unanswered score before Kieran eventually, what was it, 9 minutes, almost 9 minutes on the injury time, sealed the deal.
That's right, and even like during them 3 points that Unions kicked, they had a great goal chance. Ross Ward had a great goal chance, and Stephen McGrath pulled off a brilliant save now. Mm. We just got him behind, and if that had went in, it was a different story as well. And even towards the end, we won a breaking ball there, that very last kick out. We won that break, and look, if we had lost that break, that's what it could have come down to. Unions could have got another chance, and we just love to fight another day.
Yeah, and you always knew that championship was going to come down to today, that this was going to be the big game.
Yeah, it was. Look, and even no matter what happened last week, as I said, even if we had won last week, we still need a result here today. And likewise, if Unions had beat Cadore, they'd still need a result here today, otherwise they're relying on score difference. So this was always what it was going to come down to, and it made a big difference now having it in Glenties.
And just finally then, heading towards the quarterfinals, you're in the draw for this evening. Coming off the back of a win against a club like St Unions, one of the big teams in the county, you will go into the last eight confident?
Oh, well, look, we come into this game confident. Every game we play, we feel we have a chance of winning it. But likewise, look, at whoever we play next week is going to come into a confident too. We're going to come in against a team that has won three games, whether it's Kilcar or St Michael's or whoever tops the other group. That game's to be played this evening, but whoever we're playing next week is going to be coming in on a real high, so we're going to be up against it next week. But look, we'll prepare as best we can, same as we did today. We'll give it our best shot.